Hello and welcome to another podcast from the Sussex Cricket Museum. It's a beautiful sunny day here in Hove and it's a warm September sunshine. And once again, we're sitting in the famous George Cox Memorial Garden at the northwestern end of the ground. Now, my guest today is a cricketer, currently injured, unfortunately, who's touring with the Hollywood Cricket Club from LA. So I'd like to welcome Bharat Patel to the podcast.
Hello. Hi, my name is Bharat. Thank you for inviting me here.
That's a pleasure. Now, let's talk about your injury first, Bharat. What happened?
So I tried to take the first run. It was real quickly. And I think I snapped one of my muscles in my knee, right knee. So that's the injury I have. But I'm recovering real fast. After first day, I was not even able to walk, but I can walk now. Hopefully, within a couple of days, I'll be able to play again too.
And I think you've been down to the physio on the ground, Stride, have you, today, to get some treatment?
No, I didn't go for the treatment because I had some straps already bought. I had some medicine also. My doctor gave it to me. So I've been taking those medicine and I'm doing myself all the treatment.
So let's hope Bharat is out on the cricket field again soon. How much more of the tour have you got to play? Does it go on for many more weeks, the tour?
No, so we only have one game left tomorrow, not day after tomorrow, and we'll be leaving on Saturday 9th. So it's only one game left now.
Dear. Right. Yeah. And where are you playing the next game?
We're playing in London next game.
Right. Lovely. And I think you've just come from a game which you probably didn't play in at another famous cricket ground in Hampshire.
Yeah, I was not able to play yesterday. I missed that game, yeah, because of my injury. But I did take part in scoring that match, so I did take some part in it, yeah.
And I think there's a famous pub at the ground as well.
Of course, I had my beer there. It's Ball and Bat pub. That's right. Very famous, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Well, that was good to experience that. So, your cricket history, as it were, where have you been playing before this tour?
So, I started when I was 11, city called Jamnagar. That's where from the Ranjit Singh is. And they have created a beautiful facility there, promoting cricket there for all the young cricketers and supporting them. That's where I learned. I played for my school and college later in the years. After coming to USA, I'm living in Boston, near Boston, Massachusetts. We have a club called Boston Gymkhana, and that's where I'm playing my regular league games. The league we played for is MSCL, Massachusetts State Cricket League, was established in 1802. So cricket has been in Massachusetts since 1802, but then it was lost later on. Now we are all, the immigrants are coming back and we're trying to revive all the cricket there. A few members of my club, they started this Masters organization, like Masters Cricket USA, in which we are playing over 40 years game, over 50, over 60. And we are also planning to have a team for over 70. So I'm part of the over 60 team and I'm playing for USA. I did play last year in Australia. It was a World Cup, 12 nations game. As a USA, we stood number 8. Pakistan was the champion in that tournament. We recently played in Canada. It was a 4 nation tournament. Australia, England, USA and Canada took part in that tournament. And I'm here with Golden Oldies now to play these friendly matches.
Right. And are USA playing in another World Cup soon or has it just gone?
Right. So we have a tryouts in November again. We did had one couple months ago. Now we have second one in November. They will select a team from their tryouts and we are going Chennai, India in end of February, beginning of March or next year for second World Cup there.
Right. So, obviously, the Hollywood Cricket Club was founded a lot later. You mentioned 1800...
No, it was not the Hollywood Cricket Club. It was a Massachusetts State Cricket League. The regular games we played there as a league.
Right.
That was established in 1802. Mm. Hollywood Golden Oldies was established, I don't know which year. But this tour, I'm part of that Hollywood Golden Oldies team.
Right. Yeah. And, of course, the Hollywood Cricket Club has had a lot of famous players in the past, not least Sir Aubrey Smith from the UK and Sussex.
Right, yeah, I heard that from the David sentence, because this is the first time I'm taking part in Hollywood Golden Oldies. That's why I didn't know much about the history on that side.
Right. Now, I understand that Aubrey Smith had, his nickname was Round the Corner Smith. I don't know if you knew that.
I'm sorry, yeah, no, I didn't know about that.
I think that was due to the style of bowling, where he came from behind the umpire.
Oh, okay.
Apparently he had a house on Mulholland Drive in LA, which was called the Round Corner.
Oh, okay.
And on the roof there was a weather vane with three stumps, a bat and a ball.
Well,
so
it's good to know, so, yeah.
Do you still live in the U.S.?
Yeah, I still live in U.S. I live near Boston, Massachusetts.
Right.
I live in Kingston, Mass. Yeah, that's where I live.
And in your opinion, is cricket a growing sport in the USA?
Big time. Last 10 years, I have seen a lot of growth in cricket there. We recently had a Major League Cricket also tournament in USA. And if you remember, a few weeks ago, India and West Indies played their one game in Miami also. Mm. So ICC is also promoting cricket very much, and then all the people are also very much interested. And I see in the local media also, I hear the news about cricket now, especially in Boston area. I don't know about anywhere else. But actually, media is also picking up. People are also getting interested. And so many the Americans are coming to me and asking me, how do you play? What are the rules? So they are more curious about it. Mm. Hopefully, all the younger kids will pick it up and it'll grow from here.
Mm-hmm. You should take those tea towels back with you. Have you seen them? The rules explained to a foreigner, the rules of cricket on a tea towel?
Yeah, of course. I've been explaining to them, trying to understand. I'll show them all the YouTube videos also, along with what I'm explaining. And they're picking up. They're learning it.
I think it's often said of Americans that they can't quite understand how you can have a 4 or 5 day match and still not have a winner at the end. How do you explain that to them?
So I explained to them, like, okay, that's the old cricket when we had enough time to play and then people had enough time to watch. But nowadays it's only either one day or the shortest one is 3 hour, 2.5 hour game. And they now understand, okay, if it is 2.5 hour, 3 hour, yeah, okay, I'll watch it. But I don't have time to watch 5 days game. But it was a time passed before, right? And then if you see, want to play classic cricket, which I was in, I'm into that. I like to play those 3, 4 days, 5 days game myself personally. This new form is for the younger kids; they like it. But personally, I like to go back to the test. The classic cricket we used to play.
Yeah, you're what we call a Red Bull specialist.
Correct. Yeah. I like to play with Red Bull and unlimited overs, rather. Right?
Yeah, that's right. Well, I think even this season at Hove, we've had a couple of four-day games which have gone to the last over and all four results were possible. So they can be exciting, can't they?
Of course, yeah. No, I mean, if you go back in the days and you have seen many test matches also went like all the way to exciting level. Even I remember one test match was won in the last ball, like somebody had to hit 6 run and then they won it. So it can go exciting, but of course it is all based on the spectators, right? If people have time to watch all those days, then it's worth it. You have to see the economics of the game also. I think that's the reason why they have shortened it, so it can be more viable in terms of financials and economics.
And I think a number of England players, I think Rory Burns already has signed up to play in an American league, and I'm sure there will be others, so this is going to boost interest, is it not?
Of course, yeah. I mean, if the big players come and play for USA or within the USA other teams, it will boost the interest of other people, especially those who know cricket. So that will be a plus. And then if they start playing more games there, it will be in the local media also, and then more and more Americans will be able to watch and they will be more interested into that, yeah.
It's obviously a huge market because there's so many people there.
It's a huge market and it's a wealthy market also in terms of economics. So if it grew there along with Canada and the neighboring country, it can be a big for cricket. It'll be good service to the game of cricket also.
That's great. Now, back in the day when David Niven, who was one of the famous British actors who played for the Hollywood Cricket Club was playing, I believe, that on a Sunday afternoon on Sunset Boulevard, there were a number of car accidents because drivers were so surprised at seeing men running around in white flannels and blazers playing cricket. What's it like playing cricket now in the US of A?
Situation is almost similar. Like when we play, I've seen many cars will stop on the side of the ground and they'll curious what's going on, what these guys are doing sometimes. Some of them will come and approach us, will ask questions, and we explain them what we are doing, what this game is all about and all that. But not many people still are interested. That's the other side of this game.
Yeah. And have you enjoyed your visit to Hove? Is this your first time in Hove?
Yeah, it's first time in England, and I'm really enjoying this my tour. I'm so amazed to see this beautiful facilities here. We don't have even 10% of this kind of a facility in USA. Of course, we have a good ground in India now, where I come from. When I go back to see my parents and friends, I go there and I see good grounds. But here you have the best facilities available in cricket. Yeah.
And of course, we've got a number of famous Indian players, both at the present and in the past, who have played for Sussex. Have you been aware of their presence playing for Sussex?
Of course, yeah. I've been following some English cricket also. As I say, Ranjit Sri Gaikwad, I know him very well. Sorry, Ranjit Sri Jadeja. And then other players, one of my friend also, I'm not 100% sure which he played for. It was Rajendra Jadeja played for here. And then Karsan Gavri also, I played with him when I was young. So I've been following all this cricket here.
You keep in touch with us from a long way away.
Right. Yeah, of course, yeah. I try to keep in touch with the cricket. That's my first love and first game I like to play. Right.
So. And have you been keeping in touch with the Ashes this summer?
Not very much, no.
No. So I think England are going to India, aren't they, this winter, I think?
I don't know.
No, well, that'll be an interesting tour, won't it? It's always more difficult on the subcontinent. So
yeah, all the wickets are different compared to here, right? So more spinners wicket there, and the weather is also different, bounce is different compared to here. So it'll be interesting games there. Yeah,
that's right. And during this tour, have you been to any other county cricket grounds in England, or have you just been playing in village?
No,
grounds.
We've been playing on the small village cricket grounds. This is the first time we're seeing county ground here, yeah.
And hopefully you've enjoyed coming into the Sussex Cricket Museum today to have a look round.
Oh, yeah, I was happy to see all these stories and memorabilia about Ranjit Sri Jadeja. I saw his bat, I saw his pictures. Only one picture I have seen growing up in India. It was on the wall of the ground I was playing. But I saw other pictures of him, and I was really happy to see that here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And just before we finish, what sort of role do you play in cricket in terms of batsman, bowler, wicketkeeper?
I'm a left-arm leg spinner and a middle-order batsman.
Oh, we could do with a left-arm leg spinner at Hove at the moment.
Of course, yeah. No, I mean, I bowled only twice, and one time I took 2 wickets, second time I take 3 wickets.
Right, yeah. Well, Bharat, we hope that your injury improves and enables you to play in another game before you go back. And it's been wonderful to have a chat with you today. So thanks very much for talking to us.
No, thank you. It's my pleasure talking to you.
That's lovely.